Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on March 4th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about friction within the MTC led by Nelson Chamisa, ahead of the party's Congress set for May this year.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the MTC Congress and other issues.
There are some internal rifts in the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa ahead of the party's Congress in May this year. This comes amid reports that Party Secretary General Douglas Munzora wants to contest the post of president currently held by Nelson Chamisa, who took over the post from the late MDC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai.
The Harare Provincial Youth Assembly has already endorsed Chamisa as its presidential candidate. The youth members say they won't campaign for any other person vying for the post. However, some activists say Munzora and others have a right to contest the elections.
Meanwhile, the MDC Member of Parliament, Johanna Mamombe, who is facing charges of attempting to subvert a constitutionally elected government, was today remanded in custody at Chikurubi by a Harare magistrate. She is expected to appear in court again tomorrow morning. Hundreds of MDC activists have been arrested following public protests in January over the high cost of living.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Intebele. Ibokambe mahlabezulu lingalithola njani lapho likhona endaweni ezijeneyo. Ye lamhlanje ke sikhangela udaba lweKongoros yeMDC. Lokho ngumhlangano omkhulu ozakwenziwa ngoMay. So siyabona ke ukuthi kulokuxoxozela sibili kakhulu osokubandlaleli. Kulabanye ke abangafuni ukuthi umnumzana Nelson Chamisa abe lomunye umuntu angamncintisa esikhundleni sikamongameli. So ke siyabona njalo ukuthi kulokuxoxozela kunjalo kulamalunga edale lePhalamende abojiweyo. Singathi ke omunye wabo nguJohanna Mamombe, yena omele iHarare West edale lePhalamende. Sizwa ke kuthiwa ke uyetheswa icala lokuthi ubefuna ukugenqula uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ye kusenjalo ke siyabona ukuthi abantu abanye abaseHarare abaku-MDC Youth Assembly sebesithi bona basekela umnumzana uChamisa, but abasoze bekhankasele omunye ongasoze ebe umnumzana uChamisa. Sizwile ke ukuthi umnumzana Douglas Munzora ufisa ukuthi angene kukhetho lukamongameli lwe-MDC. So ke likubona njani konke lokhu ngelani kuhlelo sipontisi ngathini baba Wande?
Nasi pachirongwa chedu che Live Talk tiri kutarisa nyaya ye Congress ye MDC iyo iri kuzoitwa muna May gore rino. Pane nyaya dziri kutasa kuda kunetsa mubato re MDC maererano ne Congress iyo iri kuuya. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa mozotifonera pa 001-202-619-2077 tiko kufonerai mugotipawo pfungwa dzenyu. Pane kusagadzikana mubato reMDC pamusoro penyaya yeCongress iyoyi, nokuti pane vamwe vanoti vachamisa, hapana unofanira kupupidza vachamisa kana kupupidza chinzvimbo chokutungamira MDC. Asi varipo vamwe vanotiwo vaDouglas Munzora, ava vanova munyori mukuru kana kuti Secretary General webato iri, vangangodawo kukwikwidza chinzvimbo china vachamisa avo vakatora chinzvimbo ichi mushure mukushayika kwava Morgan Tsvangirai. Veyouth kana kuti vechidiki vebato iri vakatozivisa kuti ivo munhu wavanosapota, munhu wavanotsigira kuti arambe kana kuti aite president webato iri ndiva Nelson Chamisa. Zvinova zvakonzera zvemashoko akati wande, nokutiwo kune vamwewo vanotiwo deni vaMunzora vakwanisawo kuwana mukana wokukwikwidzawo kuitawo mukuru webato iri. izvese zvichitika manhengo dzeparamende dzeMDC dzakawanda dziri kusungwa tichitaura navamafume paweekend apa vaitaura kuti vadova nevanhu mamembers of parliament eMDC anosvika 10 ane nyaya dziri kumapurisa. Iko zvino izvi pane nyaya yamuzvare Johana Mamombe weHarare West. Vaenda mudare redzimosva nhasi vachibva vaendeswa kuchikurubi, nyaya yavo ichanzwikwa zvekare mangwana, nokuti pane zvinhu zvakaita sokuti wande zviri pamusoro pekusungwa kwavakaita. Pazvepana vaStole vaGeoffrey Stole vechitungiza North vapindawo mudare redzimosva nhasi. Saka toda kuti titarise nyaya dzezvose izvozvo zviri kuitika, muchitipowo pfungwa dzenyu nemaonero amunoita.
Top of the show, I think we have to start with the what is happening to Johana Mamombe and other parliamentarians in Zimbabwe. We are happy that you are being joined by Mr. Jeremiah Pamo of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Mr. Pamo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yeah, Mr. Pamo.
Good evening and thank you.
Could you clarify for us your position with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, please?
I am a member of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights,
yes.
But currently working in private practice,
right,
with Mbizo Mchadiama and Makoni.
Oh, okay. I wanted that clarified because I heard something, some clarification coming from your colleague, and I wanted to make sure that we get it right.
Okay, right. Thank you for that, yes. Jay. So now, Mr. Pamo, tell us what is going on in terms of Miss Johana Mamombe. We are told she is now at Chikurupi Maximum Prison. What is going on?
She appeared in court for the greater part of today, let me actually say for the whole day today, mm-hmm. in which a series of challenges were raised with respect to how she was arrested, the lawfulness of her arrest, and the propriety of her being placed on remand. So the court said it will be ready to pronounce its ruling on the various challenges by tomorrow morning at 11:15.
What are the charges that she's facing?
She's facing a charge of subverting a constitutional government. I could say it's the alternate or lesser version of treason. There's just a technical difference between treason and subverting a constitutional government.
Mm-hmm. So now, what were your arguments, you know, towards that kind of a case?
Well, the principal argument was that the arrest was not proper. Mm-hmm. The arrest and detention were not proper. Firstly, in the sense that as early as 24, 25, 26 February 2019, there were known people who went to besiege her mother's place in Glenora, and when that happened, we then attended the CID Law and Order Harare Division and requested the police to confirm whether she was a person of interest to them. And when they confirmed that position, indicating that they were investigating on a charge of public violence, we then made arrangements that we would attend with Johana Mamombe on Sunday, 3 March 2019. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, around 25 February to the 3rd of March, she would be attending parliamentary business. She was actually in Nyanga with parliament at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we advised that parliamentary business would be concluded by the 3rd of March and would be ready to hand her over. So having made that arrangement with the police, it was not proper in any sense for the police then mm-hmm. to go and uproot her from the parliamentary processes she was attending. So mm-hmm. in a sense, the arrest was not proper because it shows complete disregard and disrespect for the institution of parliament by the police.
Mm-hmm.
Arrangements had been done, and those arrangements are going to be followed. So there was no need to uproot her from a process that is being undertaken by an institution of state.
Mm-hmm.
So what it would show is that there's disharmony between state institutions, with the executive superimposing itself over all other branches. At the end of the day, we do not have equal arms of the state. So that is as far as the propriety of the arrest goals.
Baba imwe nyaya yandinoda kuti tinzwisise ndiyo kuti mutauriri weparamende vaJacob Mdenda vari kuti zvanzi muzvare Mamombe havana kusungwa vachiita basa reparamende asi imi muri kuti vanga vari pabasa reparamende chokwadi chacho ndechipi apa?
Chokwadi ndechekuti chikonzero chakaendera muzvare Mamombe kunyanga ebasa reparliament. Basa reparliament rakaitwa kwesvondo rose. Kusvika mugovera ndo raive rinonzi iro traveling day. Kureva kuti ndo pavakanga vachifanira kusimuka kubva kunyanga vachidzoka kuHarare. Saka vakanga vachiri within zvaitwa chakanga chavaendesa kunyanga eparliament. Saka kusvika vazosimuka kubva pavanga vari vanenge vachiri mumaoko eparliament nekuda kwekuti bhazi ravaitokwira raive reparliament. Saka vamudhenda kana vachida kumira pamberi pechokwadi semumiriri weparliament, mutauri weparliament, watinofanira kuremekedza tese tese, vanofanira kuti vatsanangure kuti vaJohana Mamombe vanga vafambirei kuenda kunyanga, zvakare vaifanira kuzofamba sei kubva kunyanga vachidzoka kuHarare. Uye chakazoita kuti vasati vasungwa nemapurisa vaende kwavari semutauri weparamenti vachivaudza kuti pari zvine pane vanhu vauya vachiti vari kuda kunditora, handisati ndaziva kuti ndevanani. Ivowo saspeaker of parliament vakatoti ndiratidze maid yenyu yechipurisa. Zvapupurwa nemumwe mupurisa ataura mudare nhasi akatoti ivo speaker vakati sezvo ari mumiriri weparliament anga ari kuno achiita zveparliament handidi kuzonzwa kuti aharaswa munzira. Aya mashoko ataurwa nemupurisa mudare haasi mashoko angu. Saka kana vamudhenda vachitaura chokwadi vanofanira kubudisa pachena kuti zvakaa zvafambirwa navamamombe raive basa reparliament.
Vabva musabva parunhare, murambe muri ipapo, tiri kudzoka kwamuri muchinguva chishomanana. Yeah, Mr. Jacob Mdenda earlier on said that Miss Mamombe was not on parliamentary duty when she was arrested in Nyanga on Saturday, but as you heard, Mr. Bam says no, she was on parliamentary duty, and Saturday morning was the time for her to board the parliamentary bus back to Harare when she was picked up by the police who drove her back to Harare themselves. You know, so
yes,
there is a bit of a mess in terms of giving out the proper and correct information as far as this arrest is concerned.
Yes, let's look at what is going on in the MTC right now, where, you know, we've got the Harare Youth Assembly, which actually endorsed Mr. Nelson Chamisa as their presidential candidate today. And we've been hearing some similar sentiments from various regions. And one of those is Matebele and is Gwanda, actually. In Gwanda, there are some people who have actually endorsed Chamisa as the presidential candidate. So I think we've got one person on the line here. It should be Mr. Gabriel Moyo, I guess, from Gwanda. Mr. Moyo, welcome to the program. Yeah, kunjani baba Moyo?
I feel it in death.
Yeah, so akusitele ngokuthi kuhamba njani. Sizwa kutwa kubona ngapha eGwanda selisithi ke lifuna uChamisa abe nguye phela umongameli futhi.
Ya, uChamisa vele sithi ngaye uChamisa vele sifuna yena.
Limfunela.
Ufuna uChamisa ngoba uChamisa lokho akwenzileyo engelileyo kuma elections la 2018 adlulileyo le. Uyenze kuhle kakhulu kokuthi aluba siyamnika futhi elinye ithuba sibone ukuthi kungayenzakalani, ngoba ukuthi umuntu ayenze kuhle ngamavoti la atholayo phinde sicalise ukuthi hayi hayi kaphumisa sifuna omunye angiboni kusenza right futhi. Kumele sonke nje abantu singaxokozeli, kodwa-ke asizameni ukubona ukuthi sonke uChamisa siyamfaka. Andobona simfaka uChamisa sibone ukuthi khona kuzayenzakalani ngaphambilini.
So likwenza lokhu ngoba lithi wachaya sibili 2.something million amavotes ngokutsho kwenu. So libona ngazane ngaba khona kuyaba ngcono ukukhetha oluzayo.
Kakhulu sibone ngathi kungaba ngcono kakhulu sibili. Kakhulu sibili.
Yeah, but umonzola phela la isehlale kakhulu uMDC inqela ye engajaya kuzwela kunjani
hayi siyakuzwa koloko kwakuzula lakho ukuthi engcenye kodwa ke into mina nginanzelele bangcono ukuthi ubambe koloko yabulakho kubonile kuseduze ungakhangeleki ukuthi okunye kuzayo engcenye kungaba ngcono kulalokhu yana kanti ube siyekela lokho kubona kurayis engcenye lokhu yana kube sokusiwa wethi futhi kube kuzantshi yabona bamba koloko olakho ukuqinisa ungakuyekeli
so lapha singathi kukhulumela bonke abaku youth kula ngapha
ngikhulumela bonke nje abaku youth labadala ukuthi hayi bakithi asibambeleni uChamisa singagqokozeli njalo kungalwiwa laye umozwe uright ngumbono wakhe phela umuntu uyavunyela ukwenza akubonayo la kucabangayo kodwa singamsolini kakhulu kumbe sesesilwa la isithile hayi thina kasimlahleni ngevoti kuphela sesithulile ngoba isikhathi lezinaso sisiba ngikho okwenzisa ukuthi khona amaphatha besedabuka naphakathi ingadabuka naphakathi kwabe ngazala nto ehle futhi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ungadila kusasa mnumzana babhayi baba
yebo baba
yes so that is Mr. Gabriel Moyo you could hear I know your Ndebele is perfect now so he's saying that you know Mr. Chamisa did very well in the past presidential election so for them to start looking for another person could be problematic so why not have him as president in the Congress
they wanted the continuity.
So he says you know at times we can have some other people coming in, then there's factionalism in the party, and out of that factionalism, the party then becomes fragmented again. So he says, let's avoid that, according to the members.
Yes.
So
maybe Mr. Bamu might want to be leaving.
Yes. Can you pose this question?
I want to, Mr. Bamu, currently, how much of representing elected officials is your organization involved with? And all these arrests, what do they mean to you as a human rights person? What do you see? Do you see a pattern? And what do you think it means in general?
With respect to your first question about how many of the persons have been represented by my organization, I would assume you are referring to the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Did I get you correct?
Right.
Or you are referring to Mbizo Mchadama and Makone?
I wasn't trying to make a distinction from a representative point of view. I was just trying to find out how much of these cases are you coming across, whether it's within your legal company or within the human rights family, if you see a trend that is developing in terms of the number of elected officials that are being held before the courts.
Okay. Generally, I am aware that the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is representing quite a number of persons who have been arrested. Only when it appears to the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights that human rights violations have occurred. There's a sizable number of persons they are representing or they are assisting with representation through its body of members spread across the country. I may not have the direct statistics that would require them because they coordinate their member lawyers. But in terms of seeing a pattern, my personal view, just judging from the few cases that I've handled in relation to this, with respect to the public violence cases, I've handled at least four so far with a total of about 38 people. I've also done a case for the Highfield West MP, Mr. Timothy Zira, and now this one for the Harare West MP, Honorable Joanna Mamonde. The pattern that I see is a deliberate crackdown on opposition officials and perceived anti-government activists. In most of those cases, from what I perceive, the processes are rushed up. There is no form of investigation. Actually, there is no substantial investigation. It's just a matter of profiling a person, identifying them as a perceived anti-government personnel, and then try to manufacture charges that will suit whatever that person says. So as an example, the person who went to arrest Johanna Mamombe in Nyanga and the investigating officer for this matter were asked to tell the court what were they found offensive in the press conference that Johanna Mamombe held. None of them could say what were the offending words. So really, what it would show is someone gave them a script to read from. It is not the police that is directly dealing with these matters. There are other forces who are controlling the police, and the police just appear to be stooges in the whole process. They are just coming to speak, to read from a script that someone else would have written from before them.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bamu, for all that information. It is of great interest to the people, because they are beginning to witness this almost on a daily basis. So we thank you so much, sir, for your views.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and bye-bye, Mr. Bamu. So now we've got Mr. Volta Moyo, who is an activist with the MTC party. Mr. Moyo, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Dube. How are you?
Hello, very fine. So you are gunning for the Congress, Mr. Moyo, and indications are that, you know, there's friction already. So tell us, what is going on?
I think friction is in the mind of those who want to see the demise of our organization. We, as members and activists of the organization, we don't know any friction. We have already made our mind that our leader is no one other than Advocate Nelson Chamisa. And so far, as the structures, we have not been actually approached by any member of our party vying to contest our president. In as far as I'm concerned, I don't buy any truth into that. It's only fictional and in the minds of those who believe they can sow a seeds of division in our party.
Yeah, what I'm asking is, pela kwenye ngazani wako na banga funi ovelo lokuti umanzora angene. Ukamba njani kwa lapo?
It's not true ukuthi wako na banga funi kuti umanzora angene, because umanzora has never approached any structures. It has never been communicated kuti umanzora uyafuna. Our party is a democratic party, and we have since made our mind that we have got only one horse that we need to support. So I'm saying, akula qiniso kukho lokho ukuthi kulokuthi asifuni ukuthi uba na contest. Umuntu anga contest adliwa ngithi. Uku contest akuthi ukuthi uza wina nqa abantu sebekhethile umuntu wabo ukuthi sifuna uzibane asimele. Ulawo ngabuya umeceleni udliwe uya into ukuthiwa i-democracy and i-election.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Bamba khonapho ungayikatshana. So he says the party is open for democracy. You know, it's like you can contest, and the only thing that you can have is a vote or a no vote at all. So meaning that it's all up to people to decide, you know. But he says they've made their choice already. That the presidential candidate.
Is Mr. Moyo still there?
Yes.
Mr. Moyo, I wanted to find out something. Why is it causing so much stir within your party? The simple fact that there are some people who might want to contest for the leadership. Why is it causing so much talk?
So much talk by who? Our members know who they're supposed to, lead us. It is in the mind of the outsiders of MTC. MTC knows exactly that we have made our mind that we want so-and-so to be our leader. We want Nelson Chamisa to be our leader. And we have not actually had anyone coming to contest openly that I want to contest the Advocate Nelson Chamisa. If there is anyone in the Democratic Party, you will still come and be beaten. That is to legitimize the act of the election. to say someone has been beaten, although you will be going there already a beaten man. Because as it is, I don't think you can change the mind of the 2.6 that has voted for Nelson Chamisa. And I think the vociferous multitudes around the issue of the Congress might not even be members of our party, but, you know, people who are sent to sow division from other, the opposition parties, which wish to actually destroy our unit. We don't buy into such. Our leaders know the protocol. They know their structures. If there is any leader who has got some interest, they know which structures to approach.
Now we've got a message from Muzi Ncube. Muzi is a member of the MTC led by Miss Thokozani Kube. So he sent it right now. He says everyone is equal at Congress. That's democracy. All Monzola needs is one nomination, and that will come from Manikaran province, which doesn't like Nelson Chamisa. It's both regional and tribal, just like Masungo likes their Karangapoi Chamisa. So this is a message from Muzi Ncube. So can you react to that kind of message, Mr. Voltamoy?
He's just irrelevant. He's just poking his nose where he's not supposed to poke in. He has got his own part. Mm. What provokes him to want to talk about a part that is that he doesn't belong to? It is out of sour grapes that you want to talk about someone's house when you've got your own house. It lacks actually truth into that. It's not even true. It, unless he tries to say he's part of us now, he's working with us. But now that he says that he's working with Thokozani Kube, he's rightful, correct to talk about that particular party that he stands for.
Yes, so I'm going to ask you about that.
Nicho ukuthi akusilona iqiniso lelo afuna ukulikhuluma engangenisa umlomo wakhe lapha angafanelanga angenise khona ule party yakhe leyamele akhulume ngayo uzihluphelani ngephathi engayisiyo yakhe yena eli party akhulume ngokwakhe thina abanikazi bephathi lokhu akukhuluma esikwane
lethemba lokuthi-ke Muzi Ncube uzwile bekuphendula khonapho-ke mfowethu kwante. Do you have a question for Mr. Walter Moyo?
Yes. Now, Mr. Moyo, one thing I would like to understand is how do you reach a decision or a conclusion as a unit within the party to throw your support behind a particular person? Is it done by the leadership of the youth, or how do you come to that decision?
We have got structures from ward, branch, district, up to province. All those structures meet at some point and they say, who could lead our party at this particular time?
Right.
They come to an agreement that in this juncture and time, we want so-and-so to lead the party.
If you were to convince somebody, what would you tell them about your choice? What would you tell somebody about Mr. Chamisa as your candidate? How would you convince somebody to think the way you do about Mr. Chamisa?
Mr. Chamisa is a young visionary leader who has actually scored many votes and defeated the rigging ZANU party in the past election of 2018 with 2.6 million votes. A very intelligent young man who could easily change the fortunes of this country, which is the following behind him. He has got a lot of supporters in the country, most of them professionals, youth, women, technocrats, who can simply take this country further than what it is now. The country is in the ruins. We need young blood like him. He's understood by youth. He knows exactly the new technology, what is supposed to be done at the present moment.
Yeah, thank you so much and stay on the line, Baba Moyo. Slobo Bagi or post limited to be Usekwani, supposed to spend Jalo low pressure progress Moyo. Sakasa Hoy, a post limited to be. I could talk to Tabalo Bolan Janba.
I think he looked at Bolu Kagatega Kulu Babu to go with him. Democratic process, intra party democratic process, imele ibonakaliswe. During ama elections, our MDC. But engingabutho futhi ukuthi abantu abakontestayo ama elections nabavotayo kumele ba understand ukuthi i election yonke at times ingalethi division and i division ingehlula ukumanage ama forces angaphandle angangena phakathi adala umqhakezi so kuqhakathike kakhulu ukuthi wonke umuntu oya ku this election a understand the importance ye election day during such a time as Zimbabwe and kuyimi ngankanye ngikhuluma nabantu be MDC ngani tikibo akujintsheki u driver phakathi kwe storm na izinto zidigizela zinje kufuna at times umuntu ole particular vision ngesikhathi efikiso ngiyazi baningi abazafuna ukuthi ngayime ngithatha over ngayime ngithini but iqiniso mina ngokwami ngibona ingani akula need yokuthi kutshintshwe udriver at the moment now everyone ule democratic right yokuvotelwa kumbe yokuvota kodwa abananzelele kakhulu ukuthi kuzathi kusiyafika ku-election kunamacala kunama-confusion dube some of us sikhuluma ngoba sike saphosa sangeniswa entweni lezi ukuthi kuthi uyehamba lawe uye contesta ube yilokho ukwenzela ukuthi ubusinike i-information ngesikhathi esinde we will give you special equipment we will pay you so much but it's important ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe needs unity, iZimbabwe needs peace. Asingeke sithi ukuthi walanzima ngeconfusion ekhona phakathi kweZANU-PF leMDC. Kubuye kube lokuqhekezeka kuMDC ngokwayihlakazeka. Ngoba nxa bengayimanejanga kahle iprocess, sokungadabuka enye iparty futhi after election. Sibe sesiba leziqephu-qephu zamaparty zeZimbabwe ngaso zasisendawo. It's important for internal democracy, but if we don't manage it, after the election, the MDC is stronger and more united than now.
Aha. Siyabonga kakhulu ke Dube, ungathini kusasa.
Siyabonga Dube.
Okay, thank you so much. So that is Mr. Apostle Midian Dube. He says, you know, there's need to manage this electoral process. Because if not properly managed, then there could be some divisions that are on the way. And, you know, it says there's no need to change the driver while you are on high speed. So if you do that, you know what happens. So he says, no, not now.
So yeah, MDC is charging full ahead.
That's right. So I think it's going with CCC, something like that. I've been told that it's called Chamisa Chete Chete, something like that. So then Progress Moyo is on the line. Try to talk to Progress.
Yes. Mr. Moyo, are you on the line?
Progress Moyo, are you on the line? Progress, are you there on the line?
Yeah, ngise line.
Oh, kunjani mam?
Ngiyaphila linjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu, yes. So akuchuthi wena ulubona njani udaba lolu?
Hayi, mina ngithi umnumzane uChamisa bamnikeza ithuba, wonke umuntu uyayideserve i-second chance. Mhlawumbe uzaphumelela ekhethweni lwesibili enxa yenguye umuntu ongasilethela utshintsho njengoba wathiyelwa isikhundla ngumuyi uThwangirayi kumele sikuhloniphe lokho bangamchallenji.
Yes, siyabona phela kulabanye abasukayo phela ku-MDC besithi uChamisa akazange angene ngendlela eyiyo. Ngakho-ke kathesi kumeuthi nxa kulokhetho wonke umuntu ofunayo angene khonapho. So akunjalo.
Yeah. Hayi buzisi ukuvota sibili ku right wonke umuntu angene khonapho kodwa uzawina vele abantu bazamvotela ngokuthandwa ngabantu. Makwehlula uyavulelaka iqembu lizaba labalandeli futhi bekunanzelele khonoko kungaqamula iqembu kabili.
Ehhe. So wena ubona njani kodwa kuyaphuma njani kwalapho?
Angizwa.
Kuyaphuma njani ona ngombono wakho? Uyaphuma kuhle. Uchambisa kwalapho.
Uyaphuma kuhle avotelwa ngabantu uthandwa ngabantu hawu vele uyaphuma kuhle kahle nje.
Kutshona ukuthi Chamisa chete chete kono.
Ukuthi unjani?
Chamisa chete chete kutshona.
Chamisa
chete chete yena mbuzo bese njalo bathi Chamisa chete chete ungakakuzwa.
Ngakakuzwa.
Yebo phela.
Hayi sithi phambili ngoChamisa phambili.
Yes. So wena abantu okukhuluma labo lapho khona ungapi khona pho mama?
Ngisendaweni yaseTutumbe eBotswana.
Oh, eBotswana. Yes. So uyabuyela uyevotela uChamisa uphinde uphenduke.
Hawu ngiyabuyela kuhle nje ngevota mphinde mphenduka anseduze kakhulu.
Mhm, phoze lokugcina mama.
Eh lokugcina isifiso sambe kuyikuthi ngeke ngezwe news ngikukhuluma ngendaba yomntwana omncane lapha bese kubona kuma internet. Kuhle besicela ukuthi like likulandelekele like likhulume ngakho abantwana abancane abatholakala ama underage sebethandana labantu abadala berojwa sicela like likufake kuhlelo.
Hayi siza kuphinda futhi vele kuzwile ngesonto sikusebenza.
Sikubone kuma internet.
Yebo phela hayi siya kulungisa khona khona.
Eh kulungile baba.
Sibonga kakhulu ke lo progress moyo she says jamisa chete chete and you know she says even if she's in Botswana she'll go back to Zimbabwe, vote for Jamisa and go back to Botswana. So she says Mr. Jamisa is very popular. So I think we've got Mr. Mbongani Stole on the line. Baba Stole kunjani?
Yaphila baba njani?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu. Wena uthini ngoda kwalo Stole?
Hayi mina ngiyaphila nama hayi lodaba lolu hayi senkinga esabusa kakhulu. Lokana nje ukuxokozela ukuxokozela nje inengi liyazi boko Mozora bona naba nabo bani tota Mozora nalo umujuri hayi ayikho into abazoyenza laphana and bayazi nabo ukuthi babona phela ukuthi laba bake baphuma oshlenuka ayikho into abanye bayenza babonile baphuma o elona manje umakhuphe babona ukuthi ayikho abantu abayenzayo babona babeziphumile otenta ibiphi ayikho into eyenzakalayo so njalo bayazi futhi ukuthi ma bengaphikisana benga-opozana nayo iChamisa bathi bona bavulela bibandla kutho ukuthi yikuphela kwabo kwezepolitiki ukuba nodumboko kuyaphela yena lo ozophuma nje udumo lwakhona luzophela liwabona sebexotsha kuboparlamente bebaxotshe endalo ezijeneyo kuthi just bazokhuluma kuphelele emoyeni kuchamisa nje uzoqhubeka njengepresident but yona inkinga yayi-MTC kube nenye into lana ekufuneka baye bayenze abangayenzi njengezanu-P F uchamisa naye kufuneka angashana noma 10 years aphume kungena omunye njalo kungayenziwa le nto leyo abayenzayo fromoye othangelayo wathatha from 1999 kuqala i-MTC waze kwagcina ngokuphila kwakhe lokhana kuyinto embi kakhulu kumele kuvuse kuchenjana kuhambe kubambe ngabambe omunye naye abambe i-Congress bayivumele njalo kuye kukhetho abantu bazikhethele noma nje kuqasa ukuthi kuzekhetha uChamisa kodwa kuyiwe abantu bakhethe ngokufuna kungathiwi ukuthi uChamisa akangene by force kuyinto embi ngoba kuthi ukuthi loko lento abaziyenza manje sebefuna ukwenza ukuthi uChamisa kube nguye umuntu olawula yonke into ugcine kusenzakala nale into yokuthi umuntu ukhitshwa ngenkani or aze azwele yena ngokwakhe kuyinto embi kakhuluyo kufuneka kube namavoti akhethwe ngamavoti nangabe uyakhitshwakhitshwe ingathiwi ukuthi lowo muntu onguye osencintisana noChamisa kufanele aphume ebandleni kuyinto embi leyo ibobonisa khona ukuthi idemokrasi kuthi sasinayo ezimbabwe kufuneka abantu balandele imithetho ngendlela eyiyo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu esitole baba.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Okay papa esitole.
Ngiyabonga.
So according to Mr. Stole, you know, Chamisa is the choice of the people, and he says even if somebody contests against him, so that person should remain in the MTC instead of having these kind of divisions, you know. So he's really worried about some of the friction that is taking place. So he says it's better to have a democratic process based on regulations of the party. So he says that's the essence of democracy.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the very same words that were echoed by some observer who was saying that political parties should be able to withstand challenges among themselves and go into elections and come out still united.
So I'm told that we've got Heba Cook on the line.
Yeah. Ma kadi niko pa runare.
Tinovara muri kuhere makadiyo
tiri nani edu muri kupi
tiri kusouth africa kupitoria
muri kusouth africa kupitoria tibatsirewo nepfungwa dzenyu panyaya tiri kutaura nhasi
panyaya muri kutaura tiri kuinzwisa yavachamisa iyi pakongiroteekiswa yeMDC ngatingosiya vachamisa vaende kumberi sezvo tichangobva mumaelection vanhu vese vakatarisira pana vachamisa so tikachinja leadership yedu tichangobva maelection so vanhu vese vanobva valuza hope manje
saka munongo
no need yekuti tichinje leadership
ko kana varipo vamwe vanoona kana kuti vanofunga kuti vangaita zviri nani munodini navo munovabvumira here
zvina zvinogona kuonekwa but pa leadership yatinayo kana makatasa nevanhu veseka tichiri pakurwisana neZANU PF kuti vachamisa ndovakawina maelection saka tikazotora umwe leader tikamuisa pamberi vanhu vanobva valuza hope bato rinogobva radi ratoparara zvachose ndokuparara kwechi bato tinoona kuti pano vamwe vanhu veZANU PF vari mukati umomo vari kutenga chi maleader ANDC kuti vadini vaite zvinhu zvisiri right
ko ivo vano
even mukatarisa rakatoko ZANU PF rakabuda rinonga richitofukwidza rinonga richitofara kuti no vachamisa no panogona kuita vamwe vanhu vanogona kukwidza vachamisa bhozi vari kutodawo kuti bato iro redi risaenderera kumberi vanhu zvati vachamisa vakangobva paleadership iyoyo MDC alliance inonga yatoparara ZANU PF inobva yaramba ichidini ichikukontinya kuenda kumberi
aiwa
saka tiriko vachamisa ndo president wechi weZimbabwe
hai tinotenda zvikuru apa kupinda mashoko enyu ndinovimba kuti vamwe vateerere vazvinzwavo
titoriwo mabusinessmen aroda kuti itawo mabusiness kuZimbabwe but tototadza kurana mabusiness nyaya ZANU PF
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
Tatenda chaizvo. Yeah, he doesn't want any change in leadership.
Yes.
He says Chamisa won those millions and millions of votes. So there's no need right now to make any change in leadership. Looks like this is a recurring theme among MDC people. They don't want any change. They don't seem to believe that anyone can really stand up to ZANU PF. So they just want to keep Mr. Chamisa as the leader of the party.
So I'm told we've got Mr. Yes. Makwarimba on the line.
Yeah, Vamakwarimba makadini enyu.
Tiripo makadiwo inini.
Tirinani muri kupi?
Ini ndiri muKopane, South Africa.
Ehe, tibatsirewo nepfungwa dzenyu panyaya tiri kutaura.
Inini nyaya yavamonzora. Vamonzora ndinovafarira chaizvo and vanga vari right pachigaro chavo cheSG zvokuti vachallenje vakwikwidzane navachamisa hongu constituent dzainotaura asi ndinoona kunge wrong move yavaita because pari zvino tanga tisingatarisira kuti tichinje bhiza redu kuMDC bhiza redu ndichamisa and ndiro rinoita kuti tihwine ndo maonero angu ini vanga vachifanira kuti vambomira ndichanu kukwikwidza vombosiya vachamisa vakadaro and vanga vachizoita mutungamiri akanaka pamberi apo kwete iko zvino
saka kana ndiro mubvunzo wandambobvunza vamwe kana paine vamwe vanenge vachida kukwikwidza vanofunga kuti vangaita zviri nani pana vachamisa kana kuti pane zvakaitwa navachamisa munovati chii manje munovarambidza
aiwa hativarambidzi ngavakwikwidze zvavo asi pane zvimwe zvekuti iye ega munhu ausati wakwikwidza unofanira kuona kuti situation zvakamira sei inguva yakanaka here yekuti ndikwikwidza apa pane zvimwe zvekuti kungokwikwidza kwokuti uchiziva hako kuti chero zvikadini haukwanisi kukupidigura munhu here kungokwikwidza ndinzi ndakwikwidzawo murikuzvinzwa varambidzi ngavakwikwidze asi pane zvimwe zvekutambisa nguva kana kuti zvekuzvikanganisa imeji yako ndosaka manhu vati vamonzora dai vanga vambotimirei munoziva zvakaita Chamisa akahwina mwoyo yevanhu nekuti wakamira namudhara tsvangirai vamwe vakamboenda masaidhi vamwe vakambodini Chamisa haana kutsukunyuka akaramba aina mudhara ende izvozvo zvakaita kuti ahwine mwoyo yevanhu ende vamonzora kwanga vatipa mwoyo yevanhu saka asi pakuti vazonungirika apo ipapo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu ndine chokwadi kuti vamwe vateereri vazvinzwa kuda pamwe vachapindura munongoramba makateerera kuti tinzwe kuti vamwe vanofungei nezvamatipakurira izvozvo tinotenda chaizvo mukoma Thank you so much. Yes, I think we have another caller on the line.
Yes, we've got another caller on the line. Before we go to the caller, there's Mfundo Peter Makalela who says, Kanti ungapi uWelshman Ncube. Baba Ncube nxa usizwa, siyacela ukuthi uthi thutshu sikuzithi ungapi. Bayakudinga lapha baba Welshman Ncube. And then we've got PS Nyon who says, can you call me now, guys? Who wants to participate in the show? So, as you can see, I call as a Kumani, Kunjan Void. Hello, caller, how are you?
Namakadi, eh?
Ah, Tiripo.
Tirinani, Chaiso, Murikubi.
Okay, and I follow the Long Fan, Kupretoria, South Africa.
Oh, Kupretoria. Yeah, Ti, but Tiripo Namasho, can you?
All right. End of which you can be rancho booty in Utah was tender on social media. I think that
ask him to move a little bit.
Let's call him.
Michael who says CCC, then Prince Last Wami says, I'm watching you from Dubai, Fort Ever, Chamisa, Chet. Then Brighton Duku says, Chamisa all the way. The same with Trinos, who says, Chamisa is our president. Let's take a caller, Mr. Wand.
Makadi Parinare.
Hello?
Muriku Jinzaire.
Yeah, Andrew, Dubai.
Muriku Bi.
Ndiri kuBotswana.
Muri kuBotswana. Kwakadini kuBotswana uku?
Ah, kuBotswana kuri nani zvako?
Eh, mungada kuti batsira namba shoko api?
Ya, ndi nenyaya yandivhundusa yandiri kunzwa yava Monzora.
Yakuvhundisa
iyi? Ndirovafarira zvakanyanyisisa. Asi danho ravatora iri rekuda kuti vachallenge vachamisa. Harino weekend party yedu. Tati netariro yekuti takabatana tese. But kana zvakudai zvirakidza makaro, pakurakidza makakatanwa yekuti mumwe akudowo simba kubva pane zviri kuitwa nemumwe. Saka zvinyatsonyatsondigara zvakanaka zvandakuzva izvi.
Ko ndiyo democracy kana vachida kukukwidzavo vanorambidzwa here?
Pashoko rinoti democracy, yes. Asi tine tariro yekuti nyika yedu isununguke. Ndofunga achamisa tofana kuvapa mukana.
Saka hapana
uno kuti ndoo vatiri kutarira iko zvinezvi. Panguva yese takatarira kwavari kuti vatisvitse kwatiutasa kuti nemi nguva ungatisvitsa. Avanoda kuchallenja, yes, vane kodzero, vane zvakanaka izvozvo, but zvinovhiringa.
Saka moita sei kana nenyaya iyi? Ipo pane vamwe vanoda kukwikwidza, imi muchiona sokuti kuchinja vatungamiri pari zvino hachisiri chinhu chiri nani. Moita sei?
Ipapapa zvinonetsa kuti ushandure munhu mafungiro ake. Asi ndodaira veruzhinji vari kunzwa nyaya iyi. Ndofunga tsigiro inobva kuruzhinji inongoti pagwara rekuti tingaite zvipi panguva inei. Imi zvandinofunga ndezvekuti dai tasiya vachamisa vapfuurira mberi nenyaya iyi. Ehe, ndo mafungiro andina wenyu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Mazvita chaizvo.
Ndeti vavadhanyewo mabhauwa.
Mabhauwa, takambonzwa rumbo rune zita iroro.
Mabhauwa.
Ichokwadi.
Saka ndimairewa parumbo rwa kuti rwazeva uru.
Aiwa, pane vakuru vaitaurwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamabhauwa, tinotenda nengo yamatandara nesu.
Ndinoda fara chose kupinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa, tiri tese.
Vachamisa pamberi navo zvakanyanyisisa. Takavatsigira. Ndinovatsigira nekusvika zvanaka.
Ndinofunga vatere vari kuzvinzwa mazvita chaizvo.
No, wonderful.
Well, yeah, they are sticking with Chamisa. They feel that he's the right person for this position at the moment. So
I like his name, Mabhauwa.
Mabhauwa.
You know the song, eh?
Yeah, and he denies that it was for him. It's him that they were singing about.
They were account of.
Pana wari paru nare magadiko.
No, I think we've got Walter Moyo who's still on the line.
Ah, okay.
So, Mr. Moyo, I think you've been listening to some of these sentiments. You know, say something. Do you think that it's right for the MTC to actually say, okay, you can contest the post of president, but you mustn't win?
Nxa umuntu usithi uyakukontesta mhlawumbe usazi ukuthi ulabantu abakusupportayo. Labo abanye engibazwayo ukuthi bazafuna ubupresident be-MDC ngithemba bazimisele ukuya entweni okuthiwa yi-political dustbin. Because i-MDC ayisikho kwakuqala isiya kuma-congress and I'm sure lapho esiya khona sizaphuma si-more stronger than before. Iinkokeli zethu eziyabe zikhethiwe lapho ezilidwa ngu-advocate Nelson Chamisa ziyabe zizasebenza ngamandla adlula lawa ebe zilawo kathesi. I-MDC yiprojekthi yabantu. Wena nxa uyi-one usithi ungayidistroya uyaba awukaqalisi. Oyabe sithi uyangenela kumele ananzelele ukuthi siphikisana le party enjengezano elento yonke le military intelligence, CIO, police intelligence and everything. But we still come out very strong and very challenging, particularly with Advocate Nelson Chamisa. So nxa abantu sebekhulumile uyabe ungubani wena ozathi hayi mina yini engifuna leso sihlalo? Uzaphuma ungela lutho ngoba vele idemokrasi uzavunyela ukungena ngoba idemokrasi iyavumela loba ngubani. But ulakho ukuphuma ungela lutho. Thina sesikhethile, thina iparty sikubonile, inkokeli isegcekeni, sayazi ukuthi ngubani, akusadingi okuningi. years.
Kodwa ke ngasikhangela phela uyangadliwa ke uChamisa. Phela kwenzakala phela yabona uketo lunjengebhora uthi uyakwanisa ukukhubeka phezulu kwebhora uhlohle. So ke omunye ngakhubeka phezulu kwamavota awina. Kumbe ngithi anqobe. Akunjalo baba moya.
Akunjalo lelo liphuphe elifanana lokuthi uzisukele khona apha ukuthi uyehlala lombimi ezulwini. Into engasoze yasenzakala kuwedube. Akula ku-MDC okwamanje ongabuya adle uPresident uChamisa. UChamisa uthandwa ngabantu, usetshenisele izenzo zakhe, lalokhu akwanisa ukukwenzela abantu. Silakho ukuthi siloChamisa silibuse lona leli lizwe.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke moyo bamba khonapho ubaba uhande lapha kule nto ufuna usibalela.
Pana ma message akati uhande panapha sipane mairi andinoda kuti ndigovane neve vatereri vedu. Ndava sezve viki anoti Monzora has a right to challenge Chamisa for consolidation of democracy. And then Kay Mukunda says that you see, African politics is about me, the selfish factor, and not the good of the party and country. We need our own John McCain. It will be another century before we get someone who is not selfish. Is referring to the late senator, U.S. senator. He says it will be another century before we get someone who is not selfish. So that is the view from K. Mukunda.
And Silver Baby says, you're right, Vicky. You still remember what Vicky was saying?
Eh? Yes, yes.
The democracy behind the whole kind of electoral process.
Mm.
So now, Baba, is we're footy, Baba Volta Moyo. Nasi sikhangela sibili nge-democracy ye-MDC. Kambe ukhetho lwenu lukamongameli lubaluleke kanganani?
Kulu ngoba siyabe sinika umongameli amandla wonke asemthethweni we-constitution. Uyabeza operator ngendlela i-constitution embeke ngayo, ezahlonitshwa ngamandlona lawo abekwe i-constitution yethu. So lubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi bonke abantu abakhona ephathini aba-eligible ukuyangena babe ngama-delegates, babekwazi ukuthi bekhetha inkokeli ezabusa leli lizwe, inkokeli ethandwa ngabantu beZimbabwe, inkokeli yabantu.
Ye, kodwa ke phela siyakwazi ukuthi umuntu angaba inkokeli yabantu kodwa kunabanye abakhona nayo. So lapha singavumelana sibili ukuthi akwenzakali ukuthi uthabise umuntu wonke ngesikhathi esifanayo. Akunjalo yini? Bakhona phela bangani balokuthandabuza ngomnumzana uChamisa futhi. Akunjalo bamwe.
Bakhona abezano abangamfuniyo vele bakhona ngithi. But ebandleni lethu le-MDC balutshwani kakhulu abangakutshela ukuthi bayathandabuza ngopresident uChamisa. Balutshwani kakhulu bonke, iningi bonke abantu nxa ngingabalisa ngesibaliso esithize ngakutshela ukuthi 99% yabantu balandela upresident uChamisa. Abakhona onangwaye angazi ukuthi ngabanjani ngoba ukubonisile ebantwini ukuthi ngesikhathi esifitshane yena elida i-organization ukwanisile ukuba namavoti anjana. Amelithi lana nxa ungakhanyela abizwe ngesikhaphekhaphe kubonakala ukuthi mhlawumbe i-MDC yabilokhu ingakabi properly organized. But yena ngesikhathi esifitshane ukukwanisile khonokwana kwenzileyo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Wande ula i-question nje, short question for him.
How do you think this is all going to end? Because maybe you might be disappointing another section of your party that says, you know, everyone can go ahead and do as they please in terms of running for office. And then there is another area which
you have overrun your time.
You got me.
Yeah. So literally, we have actually overrun our time. We are out of time. We have to thank our guests this evening. Mr. Jeremiah Pamu, a lawyer affiliated with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and Mr. Volta Moyo of the MDC. He is one guy who is always willing to come here and we'll discuss some of these issues. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Chanono Kawande. Until we meet again next time, please take care. Good night.